Blog Talk Radio.
What's good? It's GQ from Angry Bastard Radio. I didn't mark it down as a special. We were supposed to go on live from 7 to 8, but now it's going to be from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. And been going through some problems. I always told myself that I'll never let a woman get me caught up to the point where I lose it. Well, let's just say I feel like a fucking asshole because the other day I was talking about, you know, thinking about getting married to this one girl and making it happen. And this, me and this female had a long, I would just say, a long history together. And everyone always told me that it was never going to work out. She's playing games. And I always thought that they was haters. I said, you know what, I'm not listening. Because, you know, deep down inside in life, you can't listen to your boys or your friends or your relatives sometimes because they don't know. You gotta listen to God. They don't know the future. Well, I'm the type of guy where I don't like to be alone. And that's my fear of making it in the world without a loved one. I want to, this so-called female, I wanted to live the rest of my life with. I had some problems. You know, I went through a lot of things. I did a lot of fucked up things to the point where I would mess around with other women while she was getting her shit together. In other words, I thought she was bullshitting. So when I realized she wasn't bullshitting, then I would be like, okay, you know what? I can up and leave. These girls mean nothing to me. But that doesn't really work, guys, and I wouldn't suggest you guys do that. Just come out clean and tell a woman whether you want to be with her or not and what she should do and what she shouldn't do and talk about it, because when you go the other routes, it only brings more drama. It doesn't really help your situation out. So it got worse because when I got angry, I just came out and said, you know what, well, I was fucking this and that, and it kind of made the situation worse. So we had a little past, a little history from off and on, talking this and that. And to let you know, if I could change my life, because I don't know if she was bullshitting in the beginning or not, but if I could change my life, I probably would have. Probably would have, the day I met her, just passed her off and never listened. I don't know what I did. All I know is that I was in love with her. I'm still in love with her, and I don't want anyone other but her. I don't want no other woman but her. And unfortunately, I'm not God, so I can't make things happen if they're not going to happen. So this is GQ on Angry Bastard Radio, the station I let you speak your mind. Airing out my personal life. It's like, all I wanted to do was be there for her. Just like, it seemed like she was for me. She didn't really want me doing the radio because, I know, if a female called, she would feel some type of way. But it's like, she was working with it, but then she wasn't. It's kind of tricky, you know, but, you know, I don't know. I guess you got to be cool with being alone before actually being with somebody so that if you lose that person, when you're alone, you're not feeling down. And I was hoping I would never have to deal with that. I've been on my own for a while. Haven't been messing with anybody. Haven't been messing with no ladies because of the fact that I was trying to, you know, be there for her. And I guess I should have did that a long time ago, but she just told me recently that her feelings have changed. And she was in love with me before, but now she just loves me. It's deeper, not as deep as it was. And it's like, I felt as though, well, maybe that had to happen so that, you know, when we did get in a relationship, that it would last longer. But she's one of those females that can't forget the past. Recently, my ex sent her a voicemail, not a voicemail, an email, you know, just asking her, you know, like some site kind of like MySpace. But it wasn't intentionally just for her. Like, she must have sent it out for all people she has on her, in her email address book or whatever. It got to her. She starts thinking negative and thinking, before you know, oh, whatever happened in the past is coming up. And now I have to deal with it. And we're supposed to have a big event. We're supposed to, you know, chill up, meet up this weekend and go out and chill and hang out and be together. And now it's Monday, and she's been dealing with it for 2 days straight. And I even know, like, this incident happened Wednesday, and she just told me today. So it's like, I can be like, well, why are you holding anything for me? But it's not even the fact of her holding things, because I don't give a fuck about that. It's just the fact that, why does she have to think about the past? And it sucks, because she was wrong for bullshitting, but I was even wronger. I was in more of the wrong. And like I said, if I could go back, I would take that away, but it's just something I deal with. And always, I mean, I don't know, I'm 28, I don't want to be alone. I just don't want to be alone. And I don't want to be with no other female but her. I don't know, everyone goes, oh, well, you know, I mean, you never know what's going to happen. You might meet a female and this and that. I don't want them, trust me. I've been in situations where I said, okay, well, you know, I'm moving on. And it always came back that it came back to her. And that's the story of my love life. So, I don't know, guys, if you have a woman that's treating you somewhat good, or she's treating you good, and you know, you having like little minor problems, like she won't give you head, or she won't, you know, she doesn't wash the dishes, or she cooks, she doesn't know how to really cook. If I was you, I would just deal with it. The reason why I say just deal with it is because women are like the economy. It actually, women are like the recession that's going on. If you have a good one, like, it is like jobs. If you have a good job, don't get rid of it. Because, you know, don't get rid of that good job, because it's going to be hard to get another good job. So if you got a good girl, don't fuck what you do. You keep her. Take care of her. Because I've also fallen on the custom of, once you never know what you have until it's gone. And that shit hurts like a motherfucker. So, I mean, I don't know. I guess this is fucking advice. I'll change up all this shit later on, probably tomorrow. Hit us up on myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Taking shout-out dedications and requests until 8:30 p.m. 914-338-1782. It's a jam line, so I'm on the dough load tonight. You got 48 minutes left. I'm just going to play music and talk about relationships, I guess. You know, I really don't feel like, you know, this is Rihanna Rehab. Keep it locked on Angry Bastard Radio.
Baby, baby, when we first met, I never felt something so strong. You were like my lover and my best friend. All wrapped in one with a ribbon on it. And all of a sudden, when we left, I didn't know how to follow. It's like a shot just bumming around. And now my heart's there. I feel so empty and hollow.
Been so hurt that you just feel like dying. I'm getting a short breath and shit. I'm all cold and shit. Maybe that's because I didn't pay my heat bill. I don't know. I'm gonna switch it up. This is inside. This is GQ Inside Out. You know, the Broken Heart Special. You ever want somebody to feel what you feel, and it's like it sucks because you know they'll never feel what you feel. Like for instance, I want her to feel how I feel. Like you know, but I mean, she looks good. She has the qualifications. She's in school. You know, so it's like she's pretty much in my book perfect. Ain't nobody perfect, but she's perfect. And it sucks because she'll never experience. Like guys will always be all over her. She'll never experience what I had to deal with. You know, as far as to, you know, trying to make things work and hopefully, you know what I mean? Now, I did a show the other day, it was about cheaters and, you know, battle of the genders, and it sucks because at the end, I just went in. But I was talking about another situation, and now it's like a week later, I'm going through the same situation. Like, I don't want her to find out the hard way. Like, I keep telling her, like, look, I'm trying to be there for you. I'm trying to save you from, you know, dealing with the negativity. I don't want you to realize what you had until it's gone. But it sucks because she's going to have to go through that in order to realize it. And by the time she does that, it's going to be too late. I mean, I might be dead the way this world is. I might, you know. It sucks. I mean, and it sucks because I think God's putting me through this because I have to learn to be by myself. I got to learn to be happy by myself. But I keep looking at it as I want a kid by now, but I'm not just going to get any girl pregnant. And I'm 28 now, which means that time is ticking. I don't want to be too old. You know, I feel like crying right now, but I don't want to do it right now because I don't want to be considered fucking lame. So we're going to keep it moving. Instead of crying, I'm just going to play cry music, like, for instance, Gigi D'Agostino, I'll Fly With You. This is deep. After that, I'm going to play Digital Allies and Rich Luzy Without You. Keep blocking the Angry Bastard Radio.
I'm dry.
next up is Without You. This shit is deep right here. I've been in a situation before, and it's like, I never really liked trance music before, but then it's like, as you start listening to shit, you start realizing that, like, yo, that shit is deep. It sucks. It sucks because I actually really knew. It's like I've been bullshitted so many times to the point where I was like a regular motherfucker. Like, you know, fuck this bitch. I'm done. But me, I'm like, yo, nah, fuck it. I'm in love. I mean, stop playing games now and I get played. It sucks. And of course, yeah, I mean, that shit is enough to make you, it eats you alive and makes you want to just walk. It makes you just want to, like, any girl you come in contact with, just start treating them like shit. Like, well, fuck you, you know what I mean? But you can't, it sucks because you can't treat them like shit because just because a female fucked it up for you, you can't fuck it up for them because they're not that female. So it's like, guys, don't think that, you know, oh, well, a girl broke your heart and, like, it could have been the first 20 girls of your life that you ever came in contact with that broke your heart. You can't act ignorant and say, oh, fuck women and go out there and just start, you know, treating them like shit because it's not their fault. You might come across that good one and not know her because you treated her like shit because of what all the 20 girls did. So you can't really treat them like shit, you know. And it's like me. It's, you know, like, for instance, like, people don't let alcohol or a drug control your life. Like, I'm down right now and if I was to smoke marijuana, I'd probably feel good, and tomorrow I'll be focused, like, all right, fuck it. Whereas alcohol, you drink it, and you're fucked up. You wake up, and then now you're depressed because of the downer. But you can't let the drug come over you. If you're going to do marijuana, do it because you want to do it, because you want to, you know, feel good or whatever. Don't do it because you're depressed, because then that's when it really, you know, you might as well say you're a druggie. So it's like, I'm stronger than that. So I'm not going to say, oh, well, you know, I'm going to go smoke some marijuana. Nah, fuck that. I mean, I'm going to deal with it. Like I said, when I go home, I'll probably cry myself to sleep. But, hey, I'm a grown-ass man. I can't admit that I'm going to cry. I mean, best believe I'm going to cry. But you motherfuckers just won't be, you know, witnessing that shit. But it is what it is. You know, you learn. You live and you learn, you know. I had a lot of plans, though. It sucks because, oh, man, I wanted to, I don't want to go to no country that's overseas, but she, like, was deep. Like, she really wanted to go to Italy, and I wanted to go to Italy. I was like, fuck it, I'm going to take that long ride with her, and I had things planned, dog. I was going to get a ring, and we could be on a boat. She wouldn't even know what was going to happen. We'd be on a boat. I'm like, yo, will you marry me? You know what I mean? Like, that shit is a dream come true. But shit's not gonna happen now. I mean, anywhere. It could have been anywhere. But it's not gonna happen now. So, you know. I guess I'm just here maybe God put me here to help people out there that need to be talked to. Like, my heart is broken. I'm still giving good advice. I'm not saying, oh, fuck all girls, because, you know, I'll never be gay. I love women. I don't give a fuck what women do. I always love women, you know, so I'm not going to let one woman fuck it up for me, but it's just to the point where, like, I don't give a fuck what she did, and it's like, it's to this day, like, right now, I still want to work with her, but it's like, how can you work with something that you plan with, and when it's time to make things happen, it don't go down, because she can't give up the past, like, how do you deal with that? You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand that. And I try to cope with it. I try to deal with it. But I can't deal with it. It's like, I don't know. This next song was Without You by Digital Eyes. Keep it locked.
I know what I would change.
It's your boy GQ holding it down. This is GQ Inside Out. And this is airing out my feelings. You need advice, a bunch of love life. Hit us up 914-338-1782. Taking shout out dedications and requests until 8:30 p.m. I'm hurt. Why am I going to let it get to me? I'm still deeply in love with her. You know, it's like you want the perfect relationship, and when it doesn't happen, like, things happen for a reason. Y'all think positive. And the thought of me spending another Thanksgiving by myself, Christmas by myself, sucks. It's a motherfucking recession going on, and they're picking the president tomorrow. It's going to be deep. I'm not voting, people. Y'all can say I'm the asshole that if Obama doesn't win, he's blaming on me. I'm the one vote that didn't make it. Yeah, whatever. But get out there and vote. Hopefully you can change history. And the world is fucked up, so there's no way of changing it. But I just want to give a big shout out to all the people holding it down out there. And hopefully everything is well with you people out there. My life, the story of my life. I have a good life though, so I can't really, you know, it's my love life ain't there. And you know, deep on the side, I still think she's the one. That's how you know you're in love when this shit goes through, this shit goes down, and you just know, like, nah. What's going on? It's gotta be her. And I know it's her. It's just that, it's something I'm not doing. It's not like I can even drive to her. My fucking license is suspended in New York, so it's horrible. But I'm gonna say, you live and you learn. I'm not gonna go out to the club. Fuck it. It's tomorrow's Tuesday. I'm gonna go out to Tasty Tuesdays. Fuck it. I'm gonna give you a bitch. Can't think like that. Small fucking session going on, dog. You start thinking like that, you'd be broke as shit. I'm already back on my fucking car note. I lose my car, I lose my house. I lose my house. If I lose my car, I lose my job. I lose my job, I lose my house. I lose my house, I lose everything. I gotta stay focused. I can't let this get to me. If I go out and smoke marijuana and I get injured tomorrow, I get drug tested. I lose my job. I don't even want to go to a liquor store. Like, I'm fucking depressed. I'm not going to a liquor store. For what? Oh, if I can get them richer? So I can drink and then have to wake up tomorrow morning and be drunk? Fuck out of here. I got willpower. You know what? What I'm probably going to do is, when I get off the show, I'm going to call her up. Talk to her. Because I needed to do this radio because even though nobody's fucking calling, I mean, I had to do this just so I can at least talk to myself, hopefully calm myself down. Put this other in my life joint. Yeah, I'm grinding. You ain't grinding till you die. Why? Looking to find a way through the day, a life for the night. Look, so many of my people, I'm not wondering why, because you haven't taken my life for a reason. And only you know that. My life. Yeah, we'll be here tomorrow, holding it down. Angry Bastard Radio, we'll be back on our regular schedule program, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. I believe around that time we'll know who the black or we'll know who the president will be. I might do an earlier show, because I plan on getting off early, because I have Wednesday off. So it'll be a regular schedule program. We'll be talking about the presidential thing. As far as battle of genders, we needed a female to be on there. And Miss Thang was the only one that would be on there. I don't think she's going to be on there anymore either as well. So we'll try to get her back on there, but I don't know what's going on. You know. We're going to keep it moving though. I'm gonna play some more music. Wait for the day, the light for the night. Thank God thinking about people. I'm just wondering why you haven't taken my life. Like, what the hell am I doing wrong? My life. That's my shit right there. This song right here is deep, man. This song is the truth, too. Makes you just think about it. Yeah, you think about your life. You're on this planet Earth for a reason. Don't go out there doing stupid shit just because you ain't got the money for this. Well, if you ain't got the money for it, calm down. You go rob a bank or do something stupid, you're going to spend time in jail for what? And around this day and age, you don't want to spend no time in jail. Your best bet is just to stick it out and be cool, you know? When God is ready to give you what He has in store for you, He'll give it to you. Until then, you gotta keep quiet. Chill out. You ain't grinding till you die. So I'm grinding my eyes wide. Looking to find into the day, life for the night. Of my people, I'm just wondering why you haven't taken my line. Like, what the hell am I doing right? I'm actually looking for this joint right here. I actually want to play this My Life joint, you know. That was the instrumental, but I actually want to play the My Life joint because, you know, I'm a, as if I got it. I probably don't, I mean, I have it. I just don't know what the fuck is that. All right, here we go. All right, this is what the instrumental was. This is the game featuring Lil Wayne, My Life. You know, my life is still beautiful. It would have been a lot better if, you know, this grown woman would have been in my life, but I don't know. I just don't know. Anyway, this is My Life. Future Lil Wayne, the game. Keep it locked. Angry Bastard Radio.
Fuck you, nigga. And I'm grinding till I'm tired. This you ain't grinding till you die. So I'm grinding with my eyes wide, looking to find a way through the day, a light for the night. She is lost in the sacrament of your mind.
Away from the hood, like a state penitentiary. Take me away from the hood, in a casket or a Bentley. Take me away, like I overdosed on cocaine. Or take me away, like a bullet from Kurt Cobain. Suicide, I'm from a windy city, like do or die. From a block close to where Biggie was crucified. That was Brooklyn's Jesus, shot for no fucking reason. And you wonder why Kanye wears Jesus pieces. Cause that's Jesus' people, and game he's the equal. Hated on so much, passion to Christ need a sequel. Yeah, like Rockefeller need a seagull. Like I needed my father, but he needed a needle. I need some meditation, so I can lead my people. They asking why, did John Lennon lead the Beatles? And why every hood nigga feed off evil? Answer my question for this bullet leader's
desert
evil. Never walk through 8 Mile. Sometimes I think about my life with my face down. Then I see my sons and put on that Kanye smile. Damn, I know it's mama proud. And since you helped me sell my dream, we can share my mama now. And like MJB, no more drama now. Living a good life, me and Common on common ground. I spit crack and niggas could drive it out of town. Got a Chris Paul mind state, I'm never out of bounds. My life used to be empty like a Glock without a ram. Now my life full like a chopper with a thousand grand.
Welcome back. I got allergies. Don't get fucked. I got allergies. I ain't crying over here. Allergies. Yeah, well, welcome back. It's your boy GQ holding it down. I'm about to spit out some. Hey, look, I got allergies. Don't fuck it up. I ain't over here crying and shit. I mean, I will be crying probably tonight, but I ain't crying now, so don't get it fucked up. You know, still a man. This guy, you know, mother's cooking something. This guy's onions and all, so I'm allergic to onions, so that's what it is, you know what I mean? Yeah, that's exactly what it is. You know, my endless love. Alright, I got a little poem I'm going to read. And then, I'm going to send her favorite song out there. This is My Endless Love. I love you the moment I saw your precious face. You took hold of my heart, made it your own special place. No one comes before you, and no one loves you more. When you came into my life, you made my spirit soar. I can only love you until the day I die. I pray you will be there when it's time to say goodbye. Take my hand and hold me. Help my spirit fly. Let your face be the last I see before I die. I was going out to that special someone. Fuck it, I'll put it out there, you know. It's going out to Barbie. You know. Barbie knows who she is. And this song is going out to Barbie. Whatever you like. I wanted to give you whatever you wanted. It's too late for that now. It's T.I. Whatever you like. Keep it locked on GQ Radio. Angry Bastard Radio.
Hey, Jim. You know them old sugar daddy. They be tricking. They tell them girls.
I said you can have whatever you like. If you like. I said you can have whatever you like. If you like. Yeah. Telephone, you know it ain't nothing to drop a couple stacks on you. Wanted you can get it, my dear. $5 million home, drop it, and I swear, yeah, I want your body, need your body. Long as you got me, you won't need nobody. You want it, I got it, go get it, I buy it. Tell them all the bro joker, be quiet.
Stacks on deck, strong. want your body, need your body. Long as you got me, you won't need nobody. You want it, I got it, go get it, I buy it. Tell the mother broke joker, be quiet. Stacks on deck, yeah. Patron on ice, and we can pop bottles all night. Baby, you can have whatever you like.
Welcome back, welcome back. I'm gonna play. I'm gonna say one more love letter. Say one more love letter. Play one more song by Usher. Then I'm gonna play a brand new song. And then I'm gonna do my closing out. Then I'm going to pack up and go home. It seems you were sent straight to me from above. Your smile is bright enough to bring the day. Your eyes so brown, I just have to say. There couldn't be anything more perfect in one place. Your beauty is much deeper than just your face. They say love takes time, but yet it feels as if we've already met. It feels like we were meant to be together forever, you and me. Title, that is, Am I Crazy or Is This Love? Homie, I think it's a little bit of both. Oh, man. And matter of fact, I'm gonna spit out a love recipe. Then I'm gonna play the Usher joint. And if we have time, we'll play some brand new shit. Make sure you hit us up on myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. And guys and girls, if MySpace is ruining your life, just fucking erase your fucking shit. That's it. It doesn't take a genius. You know what I mean? You fucking up something that could be perfect. Just erase it. Let's see. Coconut kisses. Exotic love tea brownie kisses. Let's see. Let's just talk about this romantic heaven. Romantic heaven. Let's see. Rainbow parfait. Better than sex cake. Champagne ice cream. Cherries. Oh, wait, this is actual. Oh, hold on. Strawberry cake. Beautiful pink color. Is this actual recipes? Oh, shit. This is an actual recipe. Okay, I'm going to have to fucking, I'm going to have to keep that aboard, you know. I'm going to have to keep that close by. This is actual recipes for, like, love shit. Okay, that's what's up. All right, well then, you know what? I'm going to go back to some other joints. Let's see. A Moment to Remember, A Million Times. An Angel to Me, An Enslaved Love. Angel and Her Lover. A Rose Without You. This is my last one. With this rose, I not only give you merely a rose, but I give you my heart and soul. I send to you all the love I have to give. and anything else that would give me the chance to touch your heart. With this rose, I reveal all my thoughts and feelings about you that I have withheld for so long. I feel when I am with you or I'm on the phone with you, I am like a rose, not because of its beauty, but because I am able to bloom and grow with you. To me, you are like a rose's sunshine, so full of energy and light that never does it fail to lift my spirits. Just by the sound of your voice and that look in your eye, I could never tear my eyes from you. You are able to make my life worth living. Without you, just like a rose, I would wither and die. Not all at once, but little by little, petal by petal. Slowly at first, because you have made me stronger and stronger each day you're with me. But eventually, without you, I will lose all those beautiful petals you have given me. That was from GQ to Barbie. Barbie, I'm sending this song out to us. Well, actually to you. What's Your Name by Usher. I'm not going to have time to play a new joint, but make sure you tune in tomorrow. I will be doing a probably like maybe a 3 or 4 hour show tomorrow, off and on. Probably going to do a 5 to 7 and then a 7:30 to a 9:30 just for the presidential special. So make sure you tune in. It's your boy GQ. Since I don't have a girl, I have a woman, make sure you do GQ a favor. And when you see your girlfriend or your wife, or ladies, when you see your boyfriend or your man, kiss him or her goodnight and pray to God, no matter what differences you have or whatever bullshit you're going through, pray to God that you actually have someone in your life, and pray to God and that he helps you out with your relationship so you don't go through nothing but havoc and you be alone like GQ is. I wish all you well. When I go tonight, when I go to sleep tonight, I will pray for all the relationships out there. And that's pretty much it. MySpace.com/angry_bastard_show. Thank you people for listening and let me air out and be able to speak my mind. Keep it locked. We'll see you tomorrow morning, tomorrow night, 6 p.m. pretty much till 8:30. Take it easy. Love you guys. Later. I always love you, Barbie. Come on. I had to switch it up.
What you're looking for. This is called I'm Not Over. Thanks for checking us out and come to CarolinaLiar.com and see what else
we've got
going on these days.
That's not what I wanted to play.
What a waste of time. This all crossed my mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Not what I want to play either. There we go.
Some people live for the fortune. Some people live just for the fame. Some people live for the power, yeah. Some people live just to play the game.
Some
people make.
Song's going out.
What up, this your man Jump Off Joe Button, and I'm here with my dude, my Jersey.
To my DJ boo, new. My ex boo, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Over. Y'all need
it's Barbie, this used to be our song back in the day.
Show these dudes what's good.
Closing out with this. Up in the club, Marcus Houston, Joe Button.
Come on.
It's the pipe, but we got 10 seconds. See you tomorrow.
Shaking it up, mommy, don't break it. Taking it down, I love the way you snake it. You got the best of me,
doing what you do. Like.
Up in the VIP, doing what you're doing. Girl, I'm about to buy you anything you want. Put you in the coupe and take your pretty ass home.
Let's call for alcohol. You know how we do, yeah.
You know we be up in the club.
Talking to this chick, got a taste for the hug. Time pimping his love, white tea, so bad. Jacob on my wrist, superstar worldwide. It is what it is, pool party at my crib. That's the after, till 6 in the morning. Drinks and laughter.
Uh-oh, uh-oh.
It's a Friday, mama's getting naughty. Got a sexy body. Place out. You know how we do
up
in the
club.
We just stay in the club.
Oh, yeah.
Spot you out the corner of your eye, tell you wanna ride. You looking at Poppy like, wanna walk in. So amp, no man, joking. But you and your friend, cause both get ramped like, use a private dancer. No riders when she won't pull her pants. It's all good, baby, you know where I'm at, right? Think you need me to go put it on your backside. Only if you act right. Damn it, you doing it, doing what you doing. You doing it to me, I picture you doing it to me like, I only care. Cause I'm here to find you. After the bar's last call, we at the nearest diner. We be next cell tagging SL wagon. You'd rather the rim jump up or the XL Magnum. Damn it, you doing it, you and your friend. And next weekend, if you're lucky, we can do it again.
Like,
Status, Chris Stokes. I see you, baby.